He's a beer connoisseur, often referred to as a beer snob. He loves smoking his cigars. He loves hip-hop music. He's broadcasting live from St. Paul Brew Soda. Open your ears and crack open a beer. It's the Brew Bra Podcast.
Thank you for tuning in to the Brew Bra Brewcast. Today I'm broadcasting live from snowy Minnesota. We are digging out of the 10th or 20th blizzard that we done had, or snowfall we done had over the season here. I am so ready for spring and summer, just so I can get out on the rooftops and enjoy the views and drink some brews and all of that there. Today I will be reviewing the following beer, the Lethbridge Farm Girl. That's the Farm Girl Saison. It is from Stillwater, Minnesota, so shouts out to them. And then also I'll be giving our respects to the Notorious Big. This is the 22nd anniversary of his death here, so we will celebrate that because we do celebrate hip-hop here. So it's going to have a message from our sponsors, and then we'll get into it. All right, so we're back. And like I said, we are reviewing the Lethbridge Farm Girl Saison. This is a lightly carbonated, moderately sweet, medium body Belgian style ale. It's smooth and well-rounded with a hint of spiciness only Belgian yeast can create. Farm Girl Saison was created by the wife of the co-founder, and inspired by the farm that she grew up on. All right, so let's get into it here. Just taking a drink here. Smells very light. Kind of a sweetish taste there. All right, then let me just take a sip of it. I do taste the hops, and then also after that it kind of disappears there. It's pretty mellow. It's not not strong. The aftertaste is pretty. Is I can deal with the aftertaste there. It's very light beer as you pour it in the glass and everything like that. So it's very light color, I should say, there. It's pretty good. I do like this here. So my rating system here is how many beers would I drink of this particular beer. I'd say I would do 3 to 4 of these. Just kind of within a social setting and stuff like that. Not just pounding them down like you see in old frat movies and stuff like that. But yes, about 3 to 4 of these I would do. So just the mathematics behind it. The ABVs is 5.5%. The IBUs, that is the bitterness, that is at 12. The color is 4.5. All right, so when looking for a beer, I do look at reviews, different reviews of the beer, outside reviews and stuff like that. Just taking a couple of them from ratebeer.com. Looks like it was a 12-ounce bottle, slightly hazy, golden, thin head, aroma of bready malt, spice, dry pear, stone fruit. The taste is stone fruit, cherry, spice, pale, bready malt. Medium body. And then another one is stay color with a thin white head that disappears in no time. That is very true. After pouring it, the head just kind of disappeared really, really fast there. The nose is light and sweet with bready tones. The taste is sweet and malty. very thin body, good drinkability, not exceptional, but not bad. I do agree with that. I agree with that review there. So I do always take little reviews there, and if I dive into a beer and everything. All right, so we're going to get into the hip-hop segment of the podcast here. So, like I said, we will celebrate Biggie today. So on this day, yesterday actually, in 1997, one of the hip-hop's GOATs, people that don't know what GOAT means, is greatest of all time, Christopher Wallace, a.k.a. the Notorious Big, or Biggie Smalls, was killed in L.A. while promoting his second and final album, the double CD, Life After Death. With the brewing East Coast, West Coast beef boiling over after friend-turned-rival Tupac Shakur was gunned down in Las Vegas the previous year, some would think that this wasn't a advisable trip to make. But as an artist, if you have a product to promote, and his product was music, you can't just ignore an entire region just because of the drama that you had with a fellow artist, or just one record label there. So, I mean, you really can't just be like, no, I'm not going to go to the West Coast because of this here. But he wasn't on no ignorant stuff neither while he was out there on the West Coast. So it looks like from the final interview, I just took an excerpt from the final interview. We're out in L.A., hitting all the clubs, radio stations. We get our little eye screws by telling them, you know you love me. You ain't got ready to die. So, like I said, he seemed like he was out there on some love stuff. He wasn't out there trying to fan the flames anymore. So, so unfortunately, on that day, he was killed. There's always been some conspiracies revolving around the deaths of Notorious Big to Tupac Shakur, all stemming from the label heads having something to do with it. I don't know. That is just speculation. But I do know 22 years ago, yesterday, we lost a big voice in hip-hop. So the Brew Bruh, we celebrate the Notorious B.I.G. And then also I will have some of my favorite lines of his included on the description there. So that is the podcast for today. Please, definitely leave me any feedback. I will have that also on the podcast description also. So that, because I just want to only get better. So the email is thebrewblog@gmail.com. So hopefully everybody that's in Minnesota is digging out. Hopefully you enjoy some beer, because I know with all the heavy snow, we definitely need a reward. So peace, two fingers. Y'all have a nice day.